FM 90.3 WJTL, Phil Wickham, my all in all. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Thursday, Karina. Fred with you at 7:04.
And the Truth Tour featuring Megan Woods with special guests Caleb and John and Jeremy Rosato are coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center tonight, and that concert is sold out, so tickets will not be available at the door. However, if you are coming, make sure you say hi to myself and some of the other staff that will be there. We are so excited to meet you and worship with you. To see other upcoming concerts, you can visit JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Our very special guest this morning, our friend Andy Bockert, is here. He's the Chief Operations Officer for Friends in Action International. Andy, good morning to you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It is so wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to and say hi to?
Yeah, sure. So I'll just give a shout out to my family. My son is probably already at work, and my son Sean and my daughter Shelby is just getting up and getting ready for school, and my daughter my wife should as well. Susie should be getting up and getting the kids going. So yeah, shout out to them. And then my team at Friends in Action is actually probably getting ready to come down this way to Landis Hall for an event today. So it's going to be exciting to be here pretty much all day at your facility. So.
That's awesome. Well, welcome. We love having you here. And you and I played the Mennonite game right away.
That's
and
right.
We have so many connections that we have in the community, which I love as well. Tell everybody what Friends in Action International is doing.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So Friends in Action International exists to work in areas of limited infrastructure using construction projects and practical services to ensure the gospel gets accelerated. So oftentimes missionaries are thought of those that go out and plant churches or evangelize or preach, but Friends in Action comes alongside those that are doing that by using construction, building their homes in the village, building clinics, building churches. Through that, we get to actually do some indigenous trades training as well. So we work alongside the indigenous people that the missionaries are working for, so we can train them for sustainability.
Yeah, can you give me an example, a way, maybe a story, a way in which God is working through Friends in Action?
Yeah, it's actually pretty ironic this morning. So we have a partner in Uganda, Malandala Community Mission. And over the last 3 years, we've been working with them. The first year, we built their house in the village. The second year, we built some guest houses for traveling nurses because they have a clinic there for expecting and pregnant mothers. Now, the third year, we renovated a clinic, a brand new clinic. They actually converted it to a women and babies hospital, one of the only ones in that area of Uganda. They just had their first birth this morning.
That's amazing.
So just to see them
just
start 3
morning.
Years ago, only 3 yeah. years ago, they established their ministry in the village. 3 years now, they just had their first birth at their clinic. So really cool to
that.
See as Friends in Action, as we come along and do those renovations and do that construction, it facilitates their discipleship work with these young ladies.
Right.
So that's exactly what we do. We accelerate their gospel work by taking the burden of the construction and the service projects and even the training off of them so they can evangelize.
And I understand you're going to get to go. Maybe you'll get to see the baby.
I hope so. Yeah, so I'm heading over there with a team. My wife and I are leading a team from Friends in Action on May 15th, and we'll be there for the remainder of the month then.
And that won't be long at all. Pretty exciting.
No, it'll be my fifth time in Uganda. I was over there a couple weeks ago for another survey trip, but I absolutely love East Africa. So
love that. So if folks want to get more information about Friends in Action, can they visit you online?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is fiaintl.org, and we're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram. We have a lot of great content on our YouTube channel. I really tell people, go to the YouTube channel because there's great video content. You really get to see who we are and what we do.
So if you go to YouTube and type in Friends in Action, they're going to find you.
That's correct.
That's very cool. And another way they could support you and find out more about you is to come to your upcoming event. Tell us about that.
That's right. So on May 2nd, it's our fifth year for our Community Fun Day. So we do a mission expo. We open up our facility, our headquarters, to the public, general public, so they can come in. It's a free family fun event. There'll be a lot of activities we'll talk about. But yeah, it's just a way for the community to get to know who we are and maybe just a sample of how they may be involved in missions at some point.
And where are you located?
Yeah, so we're at just outside of Middletown, but kind of between Middletown and Elizabethtown on Harrisburg Pike.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that more. And I'm looking forward to singing there as well. We'll give more details. In the meantime, you can visit online, fiaintl.org. Matt Hammett, Jordan Merritt, more music on the way too.